AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A winter storm is walloping parts of the South and the Mid-Atlantic region tonight with a mixture of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Luckily, the storm arrived on a holiday, President's Day, when many schools and businesses were already closed, and the morning commute was not as busy. It'll be a bear tomorrow morning. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is concerned tonight about single-digit temperatures.
Temperatures that cold can be dangerous for many of our friends and neighbors, including seniors, the homeless, and other less fortunate residents who may not have adequate heat in their homes.
Jose Aguirre says it's so cold in New York City, it feels like a bucket of ice water has been thrown on his head.
It's like, you know, the ice bucket challenge? Basically, is that. Throwing it right on top of you. This cold is crazy. I mean, I'd rather be anywhere than here right now.
En route back to snowy Washington from Southern California, where the sun shined after a holiday weekend of golf with friends, the White House says the president phoned the Prime Minister of Denmark to offer condolences after a gunman attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue in Copenhagen, killing two people. It was Denmark's worst terror attack in three decades. At a candlelight vigil tonight in Copenhagen, the Prime Minister said Danes are touched by the sympathy being expressed.
Thank you to you all, and also you who have traveled from abroad to join us tonight in this moment of commemoration. We feel that we are not alone.
A train carrying more than 100 tankers of crude oil derailed in southern West Virginia today, igniting at least 14 tankers and sparking a house fire. Miraculously, nobody was hurt. This is AP Radio News. A three-man arbitration panel has ordered Lance Armstrong and Tailwind Sports to pay $10 million in a fraud dispute with the promotions company.
SCA Promotions Company, which had paid Armstrong bonuses for winning several Tour de France titles, won a $10 million judgment in arbitration against him because of his fraud and deceit by using performance-enhancing drugs to win the Tour de France.
AP correspondent Jim Vertuno says Armstrong lied and committed fraud when the company agreed to pay him for $7 million.
In the first round of arbitration back in 2005, he denied doping. Since then, that's been exposed as false. His defense now is that SCA Promotions entered a voluntary settlement, which Armstrong says under Texas law cannot be reversed.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.